Well, let me talk to you just a moment about baby dedication. You know, every time we do baby dedications, I get lots of questions about what baby dedication is about because of the different church traditions. In some churches, they baptize infants. Other churches do baby dedications. Others do nothing of the sort. And so people ask me all the time, what is baby dedication all about? What's the difference between that and a baptism, etc.? And so... you know, what we are doing today is, first of all, we are standing with parents for the purpose and plans that God has for a child's life. No one can seal a promise between me and God except God and I. We, you know, there's just that reality. And yet, even though no other person can accept Jesus Christ as my Savior for me or make me be faithful to God all my life, because of those personal choices, what we do today is to stand in the gap for these children. In fact, it's almost a misnomer to call it baby dedication, really. In fact, really, I think what we ought to call it is parent dedication would be really the more appropriate thing. We're bringing parents and their children up, and we're saying to them as a congregation, we love you, we're for you, we stand with you, we're going to help you. We're going to be there for you as a congregation. And I think that's even more important today, you know, where we live in a time in which just kind of consumerism has overtaken the church in many ways. And so we just kind of go from here to there and with very little thought of one another. And so I find it really important for us to stop and to think about our responsibility as the body of Christ to one another. And so to pray for these children. It's also a time in which that we want to stand with these parents and not only say that we'll be there for them, but that also we believe in God's plan for your child's life, and that the strength of that action, of your commitment, we know depends on us as well. And so we promise to be to your child an example of what Jesus Christ is all about, what the church is all about, that we will do our best to live in a way so that your child grows up in an environment that they are not scared off from the church. That they don't think to themselves, well, I've seen what Christianity is like and it's very disappointing. Instead, we want to commit ourselves as the body of Christ that we will create a place, a safe place for your child to grow up and discover God's incredible plan for their life. So it is about us not only being the church, but acting like the church. Not just being consumers of religious goods and services, but to commit to discipling those around us and to not shrug off or pass off the work that needs to be done. And then here's my favorite part. This is the best part of all of it. This speaks of the confidence that we have for God to bring to completion the good work that He's begun. That we believe that when we pray over these children and that we ask God's protection of them and to fill them and to guide their path, that we believe in God's power to sustain them and to bring to fruition everything that He has promised them. And so it's a really special moment. It's one that I don't think that we should take lightly. It's not something that we should do out of some sense of compulsion. It has nothing really to do with church tradition as much as it, or family tradition, is it must be about really being committed to these children and not doing what's just vanity out of just empty tradition. So as we pray these prayers, as we speak over these children, that we understand that God is listening, that He takes our vows very serious, and that we would not just dismiss our vows today as family tradition or a church thing, but instead we would think to ourselves about what it means to be accountable for every word that we speak. So with that said, we have three families we're bringing for child dedication today, and I'm going to ask them to come up one at a time, and then when we have, after the third family, what we want to do is ask those families to come back up. And if you are extended family or you're just close to someone and you say, I'd like to get up there and gather around them and well and pray over them and invite you, the congregation as well, to stand and extend your hand in blessing toward them so that we can pray for them and for what God is going to do in their lives. So with that said, let me invite our first family up today, Alex and Danny Garcia, if you go ahead and come on up. Here they come. Little Miss Anna. Everybody meet Anna Alexa Bethig Garcia. Look at that big smile. She's just staring at me. Yeah. Hi there. Yeah. We're friends, aren't we? Yes, we are. She was born at home on July 9th at 3:33 in the morning. Just the 3:33. Wow. Okay. And she was 4 pounds, 5.6 ounces. They named her Anna specifically because it means grace in Hebrew, and she's already lived up to that part because we have just seen God's grace all over her, her easygoing personality as you see on display right now. Her middle name, Alexa, is pronounced Axela, and it means peace, and it was given to her because of the tremendous peace that Danny said that she felt during her pregnancy and the birth. Yeah, and helping me out. And her Bethig, they gave her because it means to be the servant of God, and so they want her, of course, to grow up to be God's servant. And as I was praying for Anna, the word kept coming to my mind over and over again. Professor. Wow. So as I continued to pray on this, I really felt led toward Daniel chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And it says, "And the king spoke with them, and among all of them none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And therefore they stood before the king. And in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in his kingdom." And what I sense that God was saying in all this is that God is preparing her to be a learner, potentially a scholar in a chosen field, but most definitely a learner, one who is dedicated to knowing and professing. And so God is gifting her with a great mind, and you, the responsibility, of course, to nurture that. Only time will tell if this is what God's plan and purpose is for Anna's life, but I pray that it will be an encouragement for you to remain faithful yourselves and to bring her up in such a way that we might find out what God's incredible purpose and plans are for this little person in the scheme of eternity. With that said, let's pray over her now. Father, we come before you to surrender this child to your plans and purposes for her life. You've given Anna to her parents and to this church to care for her, to see her through this life. May we endeavor to be faithful to this commitment, to the vows that we make, that we will depend on you ourselves and follow you, and that we will represent you to her in the best possible light by living our lives according to your purpose and plans for ourselves. We now dedicate you to her, Anna Alexa Axela Bethig Garcia, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Our next family is Luke and Tiffany Damala, and they are bringing up to us Cadence. Come on up. Hey there. All right. This is Cadence Jolene Damala, born on September 29th at 8:15 p.m. After 23 hours of labor, she was born 4 weeks and 2 days early, but was very healthy at 6 pounds, 18 ounces, 19 and a half inches long. Her first name is Cadence, came after a long search of baby names, and is tied to Luke being a drummer. It is derived from Latin, meaning rhythm. Now, her middle name is actually two middle names brought together. Her Tiffany's grandmother's middle name is Joanne, and Luke's grandmother's middle name, first name is Eileen, and so they put the two together to come up with Jolene. Now, interesting enough, these two names together are actually a single Hebrew name, a girl's name, meaning Yahweh will add to. And it comes with the expectation that God will give the person named so all that they need. As I was praying for Cadence, I felt led to two different passages. To Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, and to Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Proverbs 9 says, "For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life." And then Matthew 11 says, specifically from the Message paraphrase, because that's what, as I was praying, I kept hearing over and over again, and as I was praying for you, and it says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me and get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I will show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it and learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I don't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." And as I prayed for her, my sense was one of invitation. And of course, you know, we're all invited to know the Lord, but this was a special sense of invitation. As if he were saying to her, come and know the mind and the heart of Christ. A call to live at his feet, to know her life intertwined with his in a way that many speak of desiring, but few actually achieve themselves. And among those who do, few actually experience the true sense of blessing in it. Only time will tell, of course, if this is God's plan and purpose for Cadence's life, but I pray that it will be to you an encouragement for you to remain faithful yourselves and to bring her up in such a way that we might all find out what an incredible purpose and plan God has for her in the picture of eternity. All right. So let's get this show on the road here, man. Let's pray. No? That's okay. Father, we come before you to surrender this child to your plans and purposes for her life. You've given Cadence to her parents and to this church to care for her and to see her through this life. May we ever endeavor to be faithful to this commitment and to the vows that we now make, that we will depend on you ourselves and follow you, that we will represent you to her in the best possible light by living our lives according to your purpose and plans for our lives. And we now dedicate her to you, Cadence Jolene Damala, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Okay. Jamie and Matt, come on up. They're bringing their son Aiden, Matthew Esser. Here he comes. He's sleeping. Well, that'll make it easy. Born to you on May 29th, 2016, Aiden, his name is of Celtic origin, meaning the fiery one. I always love when parents have, you know, fiery names like that. And Matthew is Hebrew in origin, meaning the gift of God. And as I was praying for Aiden, I felt repeatedly drawn to the prophet Jeremiah and zeroed in on Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. It says, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name. There is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. And my sense was, is that as I was praying for him, was not only just the gospel message wrapped up in this, but there was more of a sense of just a prophetic edge to it, a need to speak up, a need to speak the truth, a need to set things right, that fiery persona coming out in a sense of justice that would define his life, the need to take up the cause of the underdog and of truth. And so only time will tell if this is God's plan and purpose for Aiden's life, but I pray that it will be to you an encouragement for you to remain faithful yourselves and to bring him up in such a way that we might find out what God's incredible purpose is for his life in the big picture of eternity. Let us pray. Father, we've come before you to surrender this child to your plans and your purposes for his life. You've given Aiden to his parents and to this church to care for him and to see him through this life. May we ever endeavor to be faithful to this commitment and to the vow that we now make, that we will depend on you ourselves and follow you, and that we will represent you to him in the best possible light by living our lives according to your purpose and your plans for ourselves. And we now dedicate to you Aiden Matthew Esser, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Can I go ahead and have the other two families come up and join them as well up here at the stage? And let me invite any family and friends, if you'd like to come up and be with your family, go ahead and come on up here as well. See, this is why I love this. Looking at church family out here and all the family up here, and just that is how we see kids grow up to know the Lord and to really experience his power and presence in their life through their families and through their church family. And so what a blessing this is. Well, let's pray. And if you'd like to stand with me, and let's extend our hand in blessing toward them. Yes, yes, Lord. Father, we just thank you for these three beautiful children and their extended families around them, representing your hope for their lives, your blessing that you placed them in these families, not by accident, but that you've given to them to these families. And they have the opportunity to impart to each one of these children your love, your grace, your mercy, to disciple them in your ways and in your will, to teach them not just from your word, but from their lives, so that these children grow up with a great example of how to live out this life in real life, in the difficult times and in the good times. With all the masks gone, they see us as we are. And we pray that out of that, that they would see the glowing light of Christ's example in us. Bless them. Bless these families as they support them. Bless this church family as we extend our hand to be a blessing. May we ever endeavor to live in such a way that these kids would see Jesus in us and grow up to be the leaders of the church, strong in their faith and full of the Spirit's power. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give them a big hand, shall we? Go ahead and be seated. Well, of course, one of everybody else's favorite things about baby dedication means also that we don't have a sermon this morning. This was it. So I'm not always sure how to take that. But you know what I would like to do in closing out is to say to all of the families and to the individuals, maybe, you know, you didn't maybe have a family member up here. Maybe this is your first time here and you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know this was going to be what the morning was going to be like. But, you know, what baby dedication does for us is it brings front and center the issue of new life. It brings to us front and center the search for God's purpose and plans for our lives. It's the question in every heart. What does God intend for me? What am I to do with this life? Why have I been given this life? Why am I still here? Maybe you've been wounded over decisions in the past. Maybe you're in need this morning of some kind of healing. It could be physical healing. It could be emotional healing. It could be just needing time to work through emotions, pain, difficulty, challenges of life. And when confronted with these new lives, we wonder what we might have done differently, how it could be different today had we done it differently. And I want to say to you, if that's you this morning, that one of the most beautiful things about being in Christ is that we become a new creation, that we are made new, refreshed in His Spirit, and set on a new course, that He forgives us of our sins and does give us that new day, that new start to life. And so let me invite you, if that's you this morning, and we're going to have some prayer team members up here who would love to pray with you, to talk to you about what it means to walk in new life, to pray with you about things that have caused you pain and suffering and difficulty in your life. And so I just want to invite you, when they come up here, why don't you come up here and ask for some prayer? I promise that they're not going to invite you to some mourner's bench and read off your sins or something like that. What they're going to do is they're going to quietly pray with you, for you, for whatever you need. It's also a time to celebrate the good things that God has brought into our life. And so maybe you're here today and you came as a family member to witness a great event. And now in this moment, you're asking yourself questions about what it means for you to follow Christ, what it means for you to stand with your family members, to pray for them, to stand beside them, to believe in them, to call out God's purpose and plans for the life of this family member of yours, this child, whether you be aunt or uncle or cousin or nephew or grandparent or whatever role that you play in this child's life. But what does it mean for you? And so maybe today that would be a time that you would come and say, would you pray with me? Because I now suddenly feel the weight of what I have said I believe and confess. And now I feel the responsibility to live my life. So maybe invite you for prayer this morning. Or maybe this morning you are sitting here and you have lost a child. Maybe it's a miscarriage. Maybe it's never having been able to get pregnant. And today, old wounds or new wounds have suddenly been brought to the surface. And you feel a tremendous amount of pain. And I want to tell you that our God understands your pain and that He will give you strength to bear up under it. So maybe you would come today and you would simply say to someone, I am hurting this morning and I need God to lift my pain, to quit carrying it under the guise of wisdom or maturity, and to simply say, I put myself in your hands this morning, God. And maybe you're a parent who dedicated a child and you've seen that child go astray. You dedicated them, you prayed over them, you wondered what God would do in their life. And right now, maybe you're angry. Maybe you're angry at God, thinking that He has let it happen. And as you watch these parents this morning, you ask the question, God, what about my promise? What about my blessing? Maybe you might be saying to yourself, church, where was my church in the moment when I needed them? Maybe you're saying this morning, I made a pledge, but I did nothing to walk it out. And I stand here with regrets, wondering why I didn't make more time for my children and for ministering to them and teaching them. But can I tell you that we all come to the altar of God in just the same way, poor of heart, not proud, believing that He who is for us will not leave us or forsake us, but worried that He might. Worried that the pain that we feel might never be healed. And so let me just invite you. Would you come and get some prayer and just confess to God what He already knows, whether it's anger or fear or both? Let me invite you. Go ahead and get the prayer teams to come on up. One last thing is the prayer team is coming up. This morning, I just had a strong sense that there's somebody here this morning, unrelated to any of this, but you've come in this morning and you're having some tremendous hip pain, difficulty walking. And I just sense that the Lord wants to bless you this morning. And so I want to challenge you. Would you come, make your way to the front and ask for some prayer this morning? I don't know what it is that He wants to do for you, but I sense that He does. And so I just want to invite you to come and get that prayer this morning. Let's stand together. Father, we've so much to give You thanks and praise for. You are a good God and You give good gifts to Your children. And today, as we stand here as ones in need of Your kindness and mercy to continually be poured out through our lives, as we recognize that we are not strong, but we are weak. And in those moments, it's when You are most by our side, carrying us, encouraging us, picking us up. I pray for everyone who comes this morning in struggle and fear and doubt. Would You fill them with the strength of Your Holy Spirit? Would You give them eyes to see the future and close their ears to the whispers of the past that haunt them, that tell them they will never succeed because of what happened in days gone by? Would You speak life and health and hope over everyone in this body this morning? Would You fill them with supernatural joy? And would You send us into this community and into the world to be light and hope to the nations, to every person that we encounter? Would You send us out to be the hands and feet of Jesus this morning? And we pray in His precious name. Amen. God bless you. Feel free to stay and to worship. If you need to go on your way. But let me invite you to make sure that you take some time and get some prayer if you need it this morning. God bless.